And Warwick Hatfield joins us with some sports news. Hi, Warwick.
Hi, Fran.
Warwick, in rugby league, the first game is still more than a month away, but the emergence of a couple of big things last weekend has everyone talking State of Origin already.
Yes, Fran, already. New South Wales made public its claim on teenager Payne Haas. That's the mobile brick dunny about whom we spoke last weekend. After his exciting debut for Brisbane, that's where he plays his club rugby, but he was born in New South Wales and they're very, very quick to claim him. He came on halfway through the second half and the Broncos were lifted immediately by his 120-kilogram frame. And with the same alacrity, Queensland folk are claiming Kalen Ponga. Now, he's the 20-year-old who last weekend inspired Newcastle against Manly Warringah. The score 18-12, an overture if ever there was one. You could almost hear the cannons. And back to an ancient canon, the Book of Randwick and Bondi Junction. For those old enough to remember the flying flaxen mane, there was something of the young Russell Fairfax about Ponga, even wearing a head guard. And look, speaking of the Seagulls, after weeks of no speakies, it seems Jackson Hastings will be back in the side for this weekend, mainly because the club's running out of fit players, Fran.
In cricket, the Australian women's team will ensure there's no gap between the football season and the cricket season this summer.
Look, Fran, if they haven't already, you'd think cricket officials would be looking for one of those sealant manufacturers that advertise no gaps. That's because the Australian women will be playing a T20 international against New Zealand just a few moments, yes, a few moments after the final siren of the AFL Grand Final and even before the NRL Grand Final has been played. Now, we know that football codes, those two in particular, delight in issuing their season's agenda during cricket season just to grab a few more headlines, particularly in the gap before the cricket season used to start, but there's no gap, as I said. The summer is absolutely overflowing with international cricket and T20 cricket, with some test cricket, but still no final word, well, at least from this end, on whether India will agree to the Adelaide Test being a day-night affair. India is still playing hard red ball on that, Fran.
Okay, and in athletics, the fallout has already started. Following that decision a couple of days ago that banned South Africa's Caster Semenya from competing as a woman in some races.
Yeah, Fran, look, the IAAF announced last week, a ban on women with naturally occurring high levels of testosterone competing in some events. Those include the 800 metres and the 1500 metres, in which Semenya recently won gold medals at the Commonwealth Games. They had to go with her Olympic gold medals. Immediately following that announcement, and this is a story that's been broken this morning by our ABC colleague Tracy Holmes, the prominent sports lawyer, Professor Stephen Cornelis, has resigned from the IAAF Disciplinary Committee, and that's just months after his appointment. In a letter addressed directly to Lord Sebastian Coe, the head of the IAAF, Professor Cornelius wrote, "The adoption of the new eligibility regulations for female classification is based on the same kind of ideology that has led to some of the worst injustices and atrocities in the history of the planet. This matter is far from over, and it's something you'll be discussing later in the program, Fran."
We sure will. Warwick, thank you very much.
Good on you, Fran.
Yeah, Warwick Hatfield, as Warwick mentioned, we'll be talking with Dr. David Hughes, who's the Chief Medical Officer at the Australian Institute of Sport, after 8:30, about this. He's been working for a long time with athletes on both sides of this issue.